from the armed forces who were specifically mentioned under 766 to be excluded from the three-tier pension scheme. We have a number of security forces and agencies and allied agencies who are gradually moving away from under the three-tier pension scheme. And let me take this opportunity to appeal to government and all stakeholders to make sure that an amendment is made as soon as practicable for the unification of all pensions.
Mr. Groovy expressed concern about frustrations they go through to transfer contributions of workers in the temporary pension fund account, which is locked up at the Controller and Accountants General's Department.
We're working extremely hard to go through all the due process to transfer the funds to you as industry players so that you can manage it well. The authorities working very closely towards this transfer of contributions of public sector workers.
Corporate trustees, pension fund managers and fund custodians complained about the frustrations workers who attained 50 years and above and have been exempted from the three-tier scheme go through at the hands of SNID.
When they go to make claims or get their benefits, SNID, you know, officers at the local levels tell them to go back to their tier two operators and bring their money before they pay them. But my understanding is that by the amendment, they don't even need to ask for that before payments are done. In some cases, even the transfers have been done, but still SNID refuses to make those payments, requesting that those individuals go to their tier two and bring the money before they pay them. I'll kindly ask that for this year, I know a lot of meetings have gone on between the MPRA and the SNID. I think the challenge is that the communication doesn't go down to their frontliners across the country and it's creating a lot of inconvenience for our retirees, so please.